Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Here I am in Egham, Surrey, United Kingdom. And here is the parish church. It's got a quotation there in Latin from Magna Carta, the Church of England shall be free from Article 1 thereof. Anyway, it's citing Magna Carta because, of course, Magna Carta was signed, or I should probably say sealed, very close to here. Of course, I should say Magna Carta. I hope I didn't say the Magna Carta, because that would be wrong. The Great Charter of Liberties, signed in Runnymede, which is that away, only about a mile is the beginning of that very long meadow, in June 1215, 18th of June. So that's what's best known for, and the local borough is called Runnymede Borough. Anyway, spring is here, very definitely. You can see that the meadows are liberally carpeted with daisies and buttercups and so on, and the bluebells are out in force, so everything is very alive. So it's floral, and I'm just delighted that life is blossoming now, because we've left winter far behind and the land is proclaiming its fullest glory on this miniature heat wave we're having this weekend. Right, so bringing you to the pedestrian shopping area of Egham. So this will be Egham High Street. Wow, so Oxford Street, move over. You'll be about to be amazed. Quite a few fine eateries. There's halal, as in rice, behind me. That's an Iranian restaurant. I've never actually tried it. There are at least three pubs in Egham. I've only been to two of them. The most typical ever names, as in the King's Arms and the Red Lion. And the third one, I forget what it's called actually. Here's a barber shop run by Turks. How come so much only barber shops are run by Turks? So the town is bisected by the M25. You can't see it, but it's down there. M25, as in that's the motorway, which is the ring road around Londinium, only finished in the late 1980s. So easy access to that. We are now just outside the M25, and of course there's Egham Railway Station. A lot of charity shops, but a lot of little shops going bust. So there'll be quite a few empty shop units, but these places go derelict if they're not sorted out. So Staines is close by. We're very close to the River Thames, which is, you know, about a mile and a half behind me. Princess Alice is that member of the royal family. Wasn't she Lord Mountbatten's mother? This charity shop raising money for cancer. And there are two fine Italian restaurants on the same street. This is the better one, Villa Rosa. And the waiters are all old guys who went into it as a vocation, not some moody 19-year-old undergraduate who's doing it for a few pennies and slamming the food down sulkily. No, rather different. This is what I'm talking about, vacant shop units, because it's very difficult to turn a profit with all this online shopping. The high street is dying. Oh yeah, down there, perhaps I should have filmed it, there is a Runnymede memorial saying about it. So there are loads of references to that. The only thing that put Egham on the map, more or less. So I'm not sure what the egg is, the ham, Anglo-Saxon for farm or town. So yeah, I'll cross over. We've got a good few supermarkets, considering this place has only got a population of 6,000. Tesco, there's Waitrose if you're more affluent, there's Budgeons. Oh yeah, and there's Iceland, but Iceland almost only does frozen things or dry goods. They don't go off. And here it is, a quotation from Magna Carta by King John. Wherefore it is our will, and we firmly enjoin that the English Church be free, and that the men in our kingdom have and hold all the aforesaid liberties, rights and concessions. And it goes on. Alright, so, and then they've got lots of streets named after the various 25 barons who sealed it. They didn't used to sign things in those days. So yeah, you can see various copies of it. One of the originals is in Salisbury Cathedral. Timpsons, always getting things repaired there. Anything tears, get your keys cut, whatnot. And there are two pharmacies right beside each other. Must be a deadly rivalry, that. So there's a lot to buy, considering it's quite a small place. There's an Anglican church, there's a non-conformist church. I don't think there's a Catholic church here, I'm aware. So we're not very far from Slough. not even 10 miles, 5 miles from Heathrow Airport, which is the United Kingdom's major airport. Not too disturbed by the planes because they change direction every few hours. They're only allowed aircraft moves from 6:30 in the morning until 10:30 at night, so it's not to disturb the local residents over much. There's Royal Holloway University, which is up the hill from here. Started as an all-female university in the 19th century, but went mixed by the 1960s. So it's got some splendid late Victorian architecture there, mostly red brick. They do all sorts of courses, particularly renowned for drama. But I can't think of a famous graduate of it. Okay. And then over here, Vape Sale X. They are obviously selling vapes, but also repairing computers, selling mobile phones and things of that nature. Yeah, this is that non-conformist church, but it also has book fairs very often. So yeah, there's some obviously low-rise flats in the town centre, like here above the shops. And then Iceland, but don't go there for anything gourmet. It's incidentally a supermarket, not a country. I know, the country is not much bigger. Well, in population anyway, it is an area. Okay, so here's the Red Lion, and they do good tucker. The King's Arms, which is further down this way, is rather posher than that one. Very pricey. The 163 restaurant is like a Belgian beer cafe, and they do fine meals as well. They've also got a beer garden out the rear. So we've been coming for some time. Oh, and ladies, you can get your locks trimmed, coloured, dyed, styled, whatever. There, so all sorts, William Hill. I'm coming up to the other Italian restaurant, which is more than satisfactory, but I prefer the first one we saw. Cafe Gondola, here we go. It's rather more modern in the interior, but uber cool. I like the other one, which is more like a traditional Italian restaurant, more like Trattoria. Okay, and so we go on. There's an old bank we're about to see, but obviously not been used as a bank for a very long time. So yeah, there's this Strode's College just here, which is a sixth form college and up. And there's their fields beyond that one. So very close to the open countryside. So just get a few things printed here, or business cards, or anything like that, as well as ordinary documents. So yeah, Nationwide is, I think that's the only bank in town actually. Apparently it was a major center for trading corn until the 19th century here. Look at this old bank, which is a nothing. Hasn't actually operated a bank since goodness knows when. So you're getting at the idea of what it's like. And it underwent major redevelopment a few years ago, the center of Egham. I shan't bother taking you all the way down. But up there, you can see the crown. Oh God, I'm not sure I'm wrong. It's not the King's Arms, it's the crown. Forgive me. Another absolutely bog standard, tedious name for an alehouse. Okay, now you see these flats behind me. Makes it look like a converted warehouse. But these were only built about 2020, and they got shops, restaurants, and indeed a cinema in there. So it's quite a multi-ethnic town. As I say, we're close to Slough. We've got the highest percentage of South Asian people in the United Kingdom. There are quite a few foreign undergraduates and postgraduates, particularly from China here. So that is Egham. Doesn't have a very large black community though. There are some black people, and then, you know, ethnic minority whites, like Romanians, Poles, a few, me, arguably. So then there's Egham Railway Station, 4 trains an hour towards Waterloo. 2 of them go via Richmond, 2 of them go more like the Hounslow Loop. And then there are 2 trains to Reading, and there are 2 trains to Weybridge. Yeah, so you want to get on the right one. And they're going about 18 hours a day. But there's strikes so often, and planned engineering works, railway replacement things. And if you miss it, there's stains that away, or towards Reading that way is Virginia Water, a very shishy area. Virginia Water is a lake, incidentally. As a schoolboy around here, I always thought it was a stretch of the Thames, but it's not. Right, the compulsory Starbucks. We passed Cafe Nero a little bit earlier. So that is just a whistle-stop tour at the very centre of Egham. And it's somewhat plain, it's not horrid. Some disused office buildings down there, going to be demolished, no doubt, and redeveloped. Anyway, that's your introduction to Egham. What do you think? Thank you for watching my video. Goodbye, everyone. And toodaloo.